Welcome to High Lowbrow, the show with highbrow takes on lowbrow culture. I'm your one host, Amanda Scraver.
And I'm your co-host, River Gilbert. It's apparently we're a little rusty.
It's almost like we took a break for a few months.
Yeah,
I think it's been
84 years.
Yes,
84. Through line.
See, this is why you're better at it. And because most of you can't see, we tried to start recording this intro for season four without our dog in the room. And then she just decided she's going to sit in the middle of us.
She wanted to be included. So we have our guest, extra special guest for Ocean. This first episode is Ocean.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, Ocean.
She is licking my finger.
That means she approves.
Yeah.
So this is season four.
Season four.
And I feel like we did a couple test runs just to sort of see.
Well, we had an entire episode, but it turns out my mic was off. Also had a previous setup. We were like, yeah, this is going to solve all of our problems. And it caused all of the problems.
Yeah.
So here we are. We were like, all right, so we're going to just try again. Season four. Season four, new beginnings.
Yeah, so season four, and I think too, because it was our first season together.
Yes, it was.
As a duo. And now we're back.
Oh my god, I'm the first like two season co-host.
Oh my god, don't say that too loud. You might jinx it.
Yeah, don't knock on wood on this audio-based medium.
But yes, you are the first two-season co-host. How are you feeling? Are you excited? Well, what are things that you learned from...
Okay, things I learned from last season?
Yeah.
Oh, podcasting hard.
Podcasting hard. It's not easy. It's not... A lot of people think you can just set up a mic and go, and that is true.
Technically true.
Yeah, but also it's so much more than that.
It's the stuff around the podcast. The podcast itself is the fun part. It's the, you know, the social media, the editing, all of the things you think like, oh yeah, I won't have to do that. Surprise, you have to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, you learned Descript, which is what we're using right now, very quickly, which then you imparted your knowledge to me.
Yeah, now we're an editing duo.
Woo!
Editing power couple.
So, you know, if some of those transitions from the intro song to the actual podcast itself is... crunchy? Sorry. We're trying our best.
We're doing our best.
And I think I was going to say one of the things that we sort of realized too, and this is why we tested with the format, was weekly seems to work better.
Yeah, I really enjoy weekly. Like, bi-weekly was fine.
Yeah.
But like, I do like these little like recording sessions we get to do.
Yeah.
And like we said... The recording of the podcast is the fun part.
It's always the fun part.
Exactly. And like, if we're doing all the other stuff anyways, it's not much of an extra lift to just record
together. So, I mean, the reason why we're bringing that up is because part of the season four intro, part of what we wanted to do was sort of record a very small episode for you today to sort of announce that in season four we're going weekly.
Weekly!
Yeah. Whether you wanted it or not, it's coming.
It's happening!
Because we love it.
Yeah, this is for us. This is self-care.
Yeah, it's self-care. It's it's not for anyone else.
Nope. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate the listens.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. But like, you know, what else is going to be different about this season?
I think that, you know, every so often we might have some folks on, we might do some segments with them, but I think by and large, it's just going to be us.
I think so too. That was one of the very, like, we loved having everybody on, but like, you were scheduling, you were seeking people out, and I was like, I'm not good at this. I have no connections. I can just be like, hello, my name River. Podcast, please?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing about this as well is that we kind of went back scheduling is hard. I think a lot of people, you know, sometimes will feel really up to things and then they just don't have the spoons, and we were late.
Oh my God. It's my favorite thing in the world is when you make plans, when you're having like a good day, when you're having a bones day.
Yeah.
And then the time comes around and it's a no bones day. It's terrible. But then when the other person cancels, it's the best feeling.
Okay. I was going to ask. Uh-huh. Because, you know, we're millennials. Mm-hmm. I think technically I'm an elder millennial.
You're still a millennial. Hey, do you know what a key part of that word is? It's millennial.
Yeah, it is. Is it still hip to say it's a bones day or not a bones day?
Who cares?
Fair enough.
I'm like, Emma, I have been like getting ads on TikTok for like mobile games, and like it's literally just like an anime lady with a huge ass and it just somebody yelling "Yot!" and I'm like, I'm officially not the target demographic anymore.
Yeah,
I haven't been for a decade.
Are we not cool anymore,
Emma? We've never been cool.
And I think actually that's a good segue. Uh-huh. Because if you're listening to this right now and you're like, this is fucking annoying and why won't these people get to the point, this is probably not the podcast
that for you. Yeah, log off. However, if you also don't have friends, welcome. Welcome to our little parasocial family.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that while the essence of the podcast is not changing, it's still highbrow takes on lowbrow culture, mm-hmm. as always. I think we are going to just talk to you about the things that we're watching, the things that we are observing. Uh-huh. It's kind of like a longer form voice note to your friend.
Exactly. Voice notes, the podcast of friends.
Yeah.
And this is the voice note of podcasts.
Yeah. That should be the new title.
Hi, lowbrow. The voice note of podcasts.
Yes.
I know we're going to just do a short one this week, but like we should talk about something we watched. Do you want to talk about The Anatomy of a Fall?
Oh, yeah. I think we could do that for a few minutes.
I'm like, we're going to out ourselves as having lowbrow takes on highbrow culture.
I think we...
So first of all, what did you think of the movie?
Well, I fell asleep.
I was going to say, how many times did you fall asleep?
Yeah, I fell asleep a few times, so it was great.
I did not.
Yes.
And not only did I not, my Switch and my phone died. So I was like, I have to watch this film for 2.5. I hated it.
Yeah, so here's my hot take, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels this way. But no movie needs to be 2.5 hours long. If you can't get your point across in 2 hours, maybe 2:15.
So here was my issue with it was it felt like it didn't know what it wanted to be. Like,
well, I remember I said to you afterwards, I was like, it's just literally, they've been in this courtroom for like 75% of this film.
Which is fine. I'm like, okay, yeah, like, I'm not huge into court procedurals, but, like, there's a time and a place for them. But it wasn't that. That's not what it was. Mm-hmm. What it was an exploration of the family unit and the dissolution of a family.
Yeah.
And I didn't care.
And I took that personally.
Yeah, I was like... I didn't care about the husband because he got, like, very little screen time. He seemed like an asshole.
I mean, not to interrupt you, but they both seemed like assholes.
100%. 100%. Well, I mean, like, spoilers. She cheated on him.
Yes.
And she was like, I only did it the once. Well, actually, I did it a ton of times. It was just with one person.
Maybe this was said and I was asleep.
Yeah.
But was the person that she cheated on the guy that was her lawyer?
They never said.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm like...
They also never said if she did it or not, because that wasn't the point of the movie. The point of the movie was, like, a strained relationship between a husband and a wife, and a strained relationship between a son and a mother.
Yeah, and, like, also, I think the real star of the film, if we
can... Oh, Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop.
that the child almost murdered? I gave him aspirin. How many? Like 8 or 10? Bruh.
Oh, I just wanted to test this theory.
I have this theory. Cool.
Why do you have to kill your dog in order to prove said theory?
Not only your dog, your seeing eye dog. Those aren't easy to come by.
They are not. But, you know. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, also, the other thing that... There were a few moments here and there. But one of the other things that I really loved was PIMP.
I was going to say, was it the instrumental to PIMP?
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah. So, two things. I liked that. Mm-hmm. And then Snoop the dog. Yeah.
Snoop the dog.
Snoop the dog. Also Snoop and 50 Cent.
Do you think... I thought that he was named after Snoopy. But my guess is because he was the teacher to him.
Yeah.
And clearly he enjoyed hip hop.
Yeah.
Maybe he was named after Snoop Doggy Dog.
Well, hey, at least it was not a Diddy track. We don't have any time to unpack that, but all I'm saying is I'm glad. I did see a TikTok the other day just layering on to that Diddy thing that I guess, you know, if you've watched Quiet on the Set, which is something else we do not have time to unpack in this short episode, apparently Diddy made an appearance on All That on Nickelodeon.
Oh no.
Yeah, like, it's...
We don't have time.
We don't have time. But life be lifing.
I mean, I'm just fucking glad the solar eclipse is over. And, like, those that we lost... I mean, at least it wasn't everyone.
At least it wasn't everybody.
One thing I want to say, because we won't talk about it this episode, but I think we'll talk about it next episode, is you said no movie has to be 2.5 hours long.
Okay, yes.
But we did watch a 2.5 hour long movie.
Are you going to say Dune?
No, I'm going to say Exuma.
Oh, yeah. We are talking about that in a future episode.
Yeah.
And to be fair, when we left, I had no idea that it was 2.5 hours long.
I know.
It didn't feel like 2.5 hours. It's a pacing thing.
We left and like, you were like, I kind of loved it. I'm like, it was fucking perfect. So before the next episode, go find a way to watch Exuma and watch it because...
Well, we're going to talk about it.
I mean, yeah. But like, it's going to be our highbrow take on highbrow culture.
Yeah, exactly. Like...
This was our lowbrow take on highbrow culture because everybody loved... As soon as it was over, I went on like IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, Letterboxd, and everyone was just like, this is a perfect film. And I'm like... I hated it. I hated it so much.
A perfect film according to whom?
Everybody.
We are not everybody then.
But that was the thing. I like, the general consensus was incredibly favorable. Mm-hmm. And then I had to start cherry picking, looking for like, I think what I Googled, Anatomy of a Fall bullshit.
Or you could have looked up Anatomy of a Fall criticism.
Bad movie.
Like... You could have found it. It's out there.
It is out there, but it is the very, very quiet minority because we, you know, everybody else loved it. Oh.
Ocean really wanted to be a part of this episode. She's just doing a good protect, as we would say in this house.
She disagrees with us. She thought that The Anatomy of a Fall was a perfect film and that Snoop delivered the performance of a lifetime.
I mean, she's not wrong there.
She's not wrong.
Well, I think... You know, this isn't an episode. This is a, you know, an amuse-bouche.
An amuse-bouche!
To sort of, you know, give you a little taste of what's to come this season. Are you excited?
I am excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I think we've had a few, you know, false starts where we're like, uh-huh, we're doing it. Uh-huh. Oh, wait. So, I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Hopefully you all are happy that we're back as well.
Where can the people find us?
Well, you can go onto our website. It's highlowbrowpod.com. That's highlowbrowpot.
Cannabis brand coming soon.
Yeah. Spoilers. So,
Highlow Brow Pod.
Yeah.
H-I-G-H. Lowbrowpod.com.
And then you can also find us on the interwebs. So we're on Threads, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, fuck Twitter.
I thought you were saying we were on fuck Twitter.
No, we are.
Which is just Twitter.
Yeah, that's it. And maybe, not yet, but maybe we'll eventually get onto YouTube as well. But for now, let's see. That will be another feat that we have to. But if you're trying to find us on social, it's also High Low Brow Pod everywhere. Did I miss anything?
We have a voicemail.
We do. So once you visit all of our social medias, in our link in bio, there's a place where you could go and leave us a voicemail. So if there's something that you want to hear or something that you think that we should do, just like...
Or if you want to tell us that we're very, very wrong about Anatomy of a Fall. Or if you're one of the few people who are like, thank you for saying that. Like, it was a bullshit movie.
Yeah, we want to hear from
you. We definitely want to hear from you.
And finally, also in our link in bio, is a way that you can sort of rate our show. So if you love listening to us, go and leave us a rating. Because without that, we get buried in all of the podcast networks.
The riffraff.
That's it. That's all.
That's all.
All right. Well, okay. I guess we'll see you in a week for officially episode 1.
Officially episode 1.
Okay, bye.